Fauci's worst nightmare? I could barely get to sleep. As this pandemic threatens the entire world, the fight against it has been a very public one. The average citizen is getting insight into scientific theorizing that is normally confined to academic conferences in slow-moving journals. Much of the debate over these ideas is taking place on television as well as on Twitter, on Facebook, and in the backyard gatherings of lawn chair epidemiologists. We're seeing that now as thousands of researchers have reoriented their labs, no matter how far afield, from virology or infectious disease, to attack this Hydra-headed problem collectively. There has never been anything like it, with scientists collaborating across borders at full throttle, even as some of their political leaders snipe at one another. Watching this ramped-up scientific effort has felt double-edged, encouraging to see, but so hard to follow that it also added to my free-floating anxiety. So I did what I've done my whole adult life, called up some scientists to see what they think. This is a wonderful benefit to being a journalist, being allowed to ask dumb questions of smart people. Usually it helps me clarify my own thinking. This time, not so much.